Live from WAMU, I'm Tamika Smith. Starting this summer, Virginia will have a new law against so-called zombie mortgages. Michael Pope with our news partner, Virginia Public Radio, explains.
They're called zombie mortgages because critics say they were dead but then came back to life when predatory lenders bought them for pennies on the dollar and then tried to collect huge interest rates. Now the governor is driving a stake through the heart of zombie mortgages by signing a bill introduced by Delegate Marcus Simon, a Democrat from Falls Church.
If you're going to foreclose on somebody's mortgage and take their house, you've got to provide some evidence you've actually been trying to collect on the debt and that you've been sending them bills, they haven't been paying them, there have been interest and fees.
Senate Majority Leader Scott Surville says the new law is aimed at making sure debt buyers will not be stealing equity.
Federal law requires you to be invoiced monthly if you're owed money. And when these companies charge off debt, they stop issuing their invoices. And these consumers think they don't have a debt anymore because they haven't gotten an invoice in 5 years.
The governor also signed a bill cracking down on predatory probate lending and another bill limiting the collection of medical debt. Michael Pope.
Last week, the Maryland General Assembly passed a bill protecting concert ticket buyers from deceptive practices. The legislation now awaits Governor Wes Moore's signature. WAMU's Matt Blitz reports.
The cap on markups was scrapped, but the bill bars the sale of speculative tickets, selling tickets the seller doesn't own. It's usually third-party companies and can mean fake tickets and huge price markups. Local venues have struggled with this for years. Audrey Fix Schaefer is the communications director for IMP, which owns Maryland's Mayweather Post Pavilion and other D.C. area concert venues. She says all the fees and markups with third-party tickets leaves a bad taste for concertgoers.
Their disappointment turns them off so much that they can't enjoy themselves then, but it also makes them concerned about buying another ticket again.
Schaefer says IMP is exploring similar legislation in the district. For WAMU, I'm Matt Blitz.
The National Park Service is ending its partnership with the nonprofit responsible for operating the Georgetown Canal Boat. WAMU's Elliot Williams reports.
Each spring for the past 2 years, locals have had the opportunity to take a historic boat tour along the C&O Canal in Georgetown. But in February, the Park Service notified Georgetown Heritage, the group that operates the boat, that their partnership was ending, citing irreconcilable differences and violation of their philanthropic agreement. Georgetown Heritage Vice President Maggie Downing says the group wasn't given a full explanation of the alleged wrongdoing, and they must now figure out a way forward without the federal agency's support. Repairs for the canal are ongoing until at least 2026. The Park Service couldn't immediately be reached for comment. For WAMU, I'm Elliot Williams.
A bill that would allow some Virginia agencies to hire people previously convicted of certain misdemeanors was signed into law last week by Governor Glenn Youngkin. VPM News editor Megan Moore has the story.
Each spring for the past 2 years, locals have had the opportunity to take a historic boat tour along the C&O Canal in Georgetown. But in February, the Park Service notified Georgetown Heritage, the group that operates the boat, that their partnership was ending, citing irreconcilable differences and violation of their philanthropic agreement. Georgetown Heritage Vice President Maggie Downing says the group wasn't given a full explanation of the alleged wrongdoing, and they must now figure out a way forward without the federal agency's support. Repairs for the canal are ongoing until at least 2026. The Park Service couldn't immediately be reached for comment. For WAMU, I'm Elliot Williams.
Tuesday is Emancipation Day in the district. That means parts of the city government will be off tomorrow, including trash pickups. Households that normally have their trash and recycling collected on Tuesdays will have their trash picked up on Wednesday, April 17th. Trash collection for the rest of the week will slide to the following day as well. The regular collection schedule will resume next week. Other government agencies like recreation centers and the Department of Motor Vehicles will also close tomorrow. For more information, go to mayor.dc.gov.